إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ما بعد. I welcome all of you. And tonight, inshallah ta'ala, and tomorrow night and Sunday night, inshallah ta'ala, we're going to review a topic of extreme importance in our lives. The main topic, actually, in our lives, which is Tawheed. We're going to review together, inshallah ta'ala, this very important topic and matter, Tawheed. And the material I'm using is, I'm not going to read from Kitab al-Tawheed or from other books, but rather I'm going to read from Muqarrar al-Saf al-Rabi al-Ibtida'i. Rather, I'm going to read from the curriculum in Tawheed and Fiqh for the fourth grade in elementary school in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. And so we can know that in that country they teach in Tawheed, because that country is established on Tawheed. Alhamdulillah. And they care about Tawheed. And they call to Tawheed. That's why Tawheed is taught in every single level of their lives. From the first grade until the person graduates from the university, they have to study Tawheed. Tawheed is in their curriculum. Walhamdulillah. But may Allah preserve the kingdom, because they striving hard to establish the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them tawfiq and keep them firm upon the sunnah and tawheed. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make that country a safe place. Likewise, the Muslim countries who strives to apply the deen of Allah and to establish Islam, establish the Tawheed and the sound creed, the creed that the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam were upon. Now, when it comes to these classes we've been going, this is another reminder. Whether it be these classes or any lecture you may listen to, as a human being, some talks we just listen to, right or wrong. Some talks you give them your ears. That's it. You're listening. Other talks, because they are important to you, you give them your ears and your mind. Meaning what, Abdullah? Meaning? You be just listening? Listening with what? With paying attention. Sometimes certain subject matters you just listen to. Other subject matters, yes, you listen, but you're paying attention closely. Why some certain subject matters? You give them your ears, your mind, and your heart. This is one of them right here, Tawheed. You got to give it your ears. You got to listen to it. And you're going to give it your mind and your intellect. You have to perceive it and pay attention, and you have to give it your heart, because this is the aqidah. Not only that he has to go one ear out the other. Not only that you have to, I think the brother was talking about this and this. No, this is something that you have to comprehend and you have to retrieve in your mind and he has to settle in your heart. Because that's the aqidah, the creed. And that's what makes the difference. Not the color of the people that make the difference. Not where they come from that make a difference in them learning or not. Not the age, but knowing first what subject are you listening to? What subject is it? When you hear Tawheed, Ahlul Sunnah, they know this is the main subject in their lives. There is no other subject that is better than this one. This is the most important subject for the Muslim. Ahlul Sunnah, those who they understand Islam correctly. But Ahlul Bidah, for instance, we don't want to talk about them tonight, but Ahlul Bidah, that's the first thing they don't like, Tawheed. They don't talk about, like the Ikhwan Muslimin, for example. Or Tabligh, and the Sufis. This says Tawheed separate the Muslims. They just want to gather anybody. Just look, you're a Muslim, get in the bus. Doesn't matter what. They are upon Sunnah, upon Bidah, upon Khurafat, upon Shirk. So a Muslim should pay attention to the subject. Which one? Okay, when you hear Tawheed, you gotta say, that's it. This is the most important topic in my life. So it didn't mean you're not gonna be, you should turn off your phone. Your phone shouldn't bother you, because if you're looking at the phone, you're gonna miss something that you don't wanna miss. Likewise, we hear the Imam always remind the people to come to the classes, and he says, if you cannot come, we have class, alhamdulillah, every night in the masjid. But he be saying, if you cannot come to every single class, at least choose one or two that you would choose the one of Tawheed. Now you look at the, what is the topic? There is tafsir, there is hadith, there is Tawheed. Of course, we need to be in every one of them. But let's say you cannot be in every single one of them. Make sure you be available in the one that is more important to you. And Tawheed is not important by choice, that you're going to choose between it and Tafsir, or between it and... This is the main topic. Yes, you're going to learn Tawheed, Tafsir. You want to learn Hadith. You want to learn Fiqh, Arabic. But this is the main. Without Tawheed, there's nothing. If a person is excellent in Fiqh, but you got issues in Aqeedah, that's a big problem. You see how it is? Person know how to pray, fast, Hajj, but then Aqeedah got problems. They call others than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They believe that other than Allah can benefit them or cause harm. They slaughter for other than Allah. They made Hajj. They pray Fajr on time, Dhuhr on time, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. Maybe they fast Mondays and Thursdays. They give Sadaqah. But they get issues in Tawheed. They get a big problem. So it's very important for us, Ikhwan, to remind you of this matter. When it comes to learning the deen of Allah, we have to give that matter or that subject matter, we got to give it our ears, our minds, and our hearts. Not just the body. Not just the ear, but the mind. What is it? Yes, somebody be here, but the shaitan is going to try to trick you. That's when, now in class of Tawheed, class of Aqeedah, that's when the shaitan is going to like lay in front of you all with the plans, what you're going to do tomorrow. And you'll be planning, yeah, in the morning, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And the brothers, قال الله سبحانه وتعالى Tawheed, الأنبياء, nothing. Oh, okay, Adhan called, قامت الصلاة, yeah, I was in the class. But what did you get from the class? Now anybody who's been in the market, some people they spend a lot of time in the market, don't bring nothing. Likewise, you're in the class of Tawheed. If you know that you really has given it your best, and has you given it your ears, your heart, and your mind, not just your body, then later on, go home and get a notebook and write down, what did you get from that book, from that class, tonight for example. And then if anything that is not right, anything that doesn't look right to you, something that you cannot remember, okay. Next morning you see the person who conducted the class, tell him, Akhi, barakallahu fi, can I have 5 minutes with you? That brother should be very happy to give you another extra. He's like, okay, I got 5 minutes and I give you another 5, bonus. You sit down, what do you want? Yes, you said yesterday in the class this and I missed the ayah. Here is the ayah, here is the hadith. Nah, this is how it is. No, yeah, you're right. This wasn't like that. The Shaykh said this. Anyway, may Allah grant us tawfiq. Ameen. Because that's what makes the difference. Paying attention. It's only a few minutes, not even an hour, you pay attention, put your mind, your heart, open your ears, try to comprehend, and inshallah ta'ala we come with some benefits. And like I mentioned, this is, we're going to study and we're going to review together. The Tawheed is a very important matter from the fourth grade. Fourth grade. How old are the fourth graders usually? Who's in the fourth grade in here? Raise your hand. One, two, there you go. How old are you? Eight, nine? Eight, nine, or maybe ten. These are the fourth graders. Ahmed is not here. You here, Ahmed? Okay, mashallah. Peripheral view. So maybe Ahmed, you want to move here so I can see you next time. Jazakallah khair. طيب. So this is a fourth grade class. Look, now you, as we go in, you're going to see what the children of 8 years old, nine, or maybe ten, what they have been taught in Saudi Arabia, in their schools. This is not private school, by the way, say like somebody who has a private school. This is the public schools. You are in Riyadh, you're in Jeddah, Medina, Dammam, Taif, Abha, Jazan, Samita, Yanbu', Ha'il, Tabuk. These are some of the names in there. There's a lot of cities, of course. They study this. In every public school, they study this. أولاً الدرس الأول. Okay? الدرس الأول. Meaning the first class. There is like four or five of them. Okay? الحكمة من خلق الخلق. There is a title. الحكمة من خلق الخلق. The wisdom behind the creation of Allah creating His servants. Why Allah created mankind? قال فَعْلَمْ رَحِمَكَ اللَّهُ. Even look at the usloob. فَعْلَمْ رَحِمَكَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى أَنَّ اللَّهَ خَلَقَ الْخَلْقَ لِيَعْبُدُوهُ. I want to remind you, these questions. Actually, there is four questions. Once we finish this class, it's going to be very short, but there is four questions. Pay attention. Okay? The one who answers right is good for him. Okay? And the one who doesn't answer right, still good for him because he tried. Alright, guys? Alhamdulillah. But I'm going to try to remember those who answer good questions or participate. And inshallah ta'ala, I hope they remember me too. Okay? Jazakallah khair. Tayyib, now, pay attention. There is four questions, inshallah, in this class. قَالْ فَعْلَمْ رَحِمَكَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى أَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى خَلَقَ الْخَلْقَ لِيَعْبُدُوهُ وَلَا يُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. He said, you should know, may Allah have mercy on you, that Allah created the creation to worship Him and to not associate with Him anything in worship. Once again, said, you should know. Now look, they're addressing fourth graders. But this is for me. Okay? He said, you should know, may Allah have mercy on you, that Allah created us to worship Him alone and to not associate with Him anything in worship. وَالدَّلِيلُ, fourth graders, دَلِيلُ. وَالدَّلِيلُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Sort of that, yes. Fourth graders, they give them this. See how simple it is. But they give them one dalil. And I'm going to give them a lot. In the fifth grade, they add a little bit to them. Sixth grade, because they have those curriculums. Sixth grade, seventh grade, they add more, they expand more. In the first grade, they only give them no dalil, nothing. They just tell them like, Allahu khalaqana, Allahu razaqana, no dalil, nothing complicated. But now these are the fourth graders. Remember these fourth graders, they already studied Tawheed. In the third grade, they had a curriculum, Muqarrar Tawheed, they have a book of Tawheed in the third grade. They already had one in the second grade, and they already had one in the first grade. I don't know about the kindergarten. I only speak of things I know. So now this is, at least this is the fourth year that they have a curriculum in Tawheed. Allahu Akbar. And this is a book that they take home with them. Look at the benefits in that country. Not only the children, also their parents can learn. Even that mother, she gonna like, well, maybe that mother, that father, if they study in Saudi, maybe they study Tawheed themselves. But we're talking about a review for them, or even if they didn't go to school, that's for whatever case, and they want, they know Arabic, and they want to review with their children, they'll be learning Tawheed as well. Because there is a subject, okay? In the school, there is a curriculum that is called Maddatu Tawheed. You have to have this one, you have to take it, and you have to pass it too. Gotta pass in this one. What is the dalil? وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ I have not created jinn and the human being except to worship me. إِرْشَادَةَ الدَّرْسِ Didn't they give the... This is the class, that's it. As you see here, in blue, what I just said now, that's the class. But in this curriculum here, in this book, they give the teacher some points to expand and to explain. 3 points. Number one, الْغَايَةُ الْعُظْمَى التي خلق من أجلها الجن والإنس هي عبادة الله وحده. The great purpose for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the jinn and the human being, so they worship Allah alone. That's the great purpose. They worship Allah alone. Point number two. الإنسان لم يخلق في هذه الحياة بدون هدف أو غاية يسعى إلى تحقيقها. That a person, the human being, is not created in this life and left in vain for no purpose. We're not created and we have no goals to try to achieve. No, you have a goal to achieve. You're not created for in play, for no reason, for no purpose. But rather, every one of us has a goal. Do we know that? Does any one of us know what is his goal? What is his purpose of life? Why he's here? Why we are created? Point number three. مَنْ صَرَفَ شَيْئًا مِنَ الْعِبَادَةِ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ كَالدُّعَاءِ أَوِ الذَّبْحِ فَقَدْ أَشْرَكَ بِاللَّهِ وَإِذَا مَاتَ عَلَى ذَلِكَ فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمُ وَالْجَنَّةُ عَلَيْهِ حَرَامٌ Also, in this point number three, they say, because in the previous points they told them that Allah created us for one reason. This is the purpose behind our creation, to worship Allah alone. And not to associate with Him anything or anyone in worship. Now here they said to them, so therefore, whoever devotes anything from worship for other than Allah, and they give him example. And pay attention to the examples they give to the fourth graders. They says, anyone who devote any act of worship for other than Allah, look at the example. They say such what? Dua. And this is a clear refutation against the Sufis and the Shi'is and many others than them who they call upon other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Sufis they call upon their big sheikhs. Badawi, Abd al-Qadir Jailani, Kada, Shi'is, Hussein, you see? Call upon Hussein and his, and Fatima and Ali. Fourth graders, they warning them against shirk, that already certain people are falling into. It's not like, because Ahlul Bid'ah, the people of innovation, they say, why? Why talking about shirk? Hey, no, but Muslims, they pray. Why you talk to the Muslims about shirk? Don't you see him praying? He fasts. Yeah, but after Salat, some people, what they do? They go to the grave and call somebody else. Is that Salat going to benefit them? See, that's why they teach those children from day one. Like a tree. When you have a tree, apple tree, but now it start like going crooked. What do you do?
He's already given you a little apple in here and one over there, but it's going this way, crooked. What do? You straighten it up? Or you just say, come on, leave it alone. He's already have some apples. No, you straighten it up. You bring what straightened it up. Likewise, these children, in there they want them to grow upon aqidah. Because that's the aqidah is the assess. The aqidah is the foundation. Ad-du'a. Likewise, look at another example they give them. They could tell them salat. Right or wrong. Because salat is ibadah. They could tell them, okay, anyone who devotes salat for other than Allah, anyone who devotes hajj for other than Allah, anyone who devotes zakat for... No, they said du'a. Because that's when many, many people go wrong. If you go to the same person who's asking that person in the grave, oh, so-and-so, cure my mother, you tell them, come here. Next Ramadan, you're going to fast for this person, right? All you're fasting, not for Allah, for this person. He's going to say, something wrong with you? We don't fast for people, we fast for Allah. We fast Ramadan for Allah. Likewise, you tell that person, come here, you're going to pray Asr, not in the masjid. Go to the grave and face that grave and pray for this person. That same person is going to tell you, Akhi, subhanAllah, astaghfirullah. Salat is for Allah. Don't perform salat only for Allah, ya akhi. Tell them, what about dua? You see? Dua is ibadah as well. The second example they mentioned is a dhabh. What does it mean, a dhabh? The slaughter. Who can give me the different reasons why an animal could be slaughtered? Number one. When any animal on earth is slaughtered, for what reason? Nah, say that. For food. People, they slaughter that goat, they love. They want to eat some goat meat. Right or wrong? Nah, number two. Ibadah. Nah, slaughter is ibadah, such as? Al-Adha. Tamattu'. And for jinn too. See, that's what I'm talking about. Some people, they do it for the jinn, wal'iyadu billah. Some people, they slaughter for the jinn. I see some people like, what do you mean? I'll give you an example. Some people, they believe that the jinn will harm them. So when they move to another house, okay? They move to another house, nice house, and they got people that come and help them move. The whole day they move in. And then, as soon as they want to, when they bring the truck or whatever to the next house, when they say, okay, let's do it, alhamdulillah, they're like, wait. Then the owner of the house, or the one who's moving, he said to his son, bring that goat. Goat? What's the goat for? Slaughter it right there by the door. Those people, you think those people are helping, they're like, look, man, couple of pizzas, we'll do it. Hey, some sandwiches for lunch. It's okay, you don't have to slaughter a whole goat for us. They thought he's slaughtering a goat for them. He's like, no, that's for the jinn. That's shirk akbar. That's a major shirk. People do that. They have a new business. So let's slaughter a cow. You know, it's a business. The jinn don't want to settle for a little goat. And then those people who they go to those graves and ask the graves, and those wicked people, deviant, wicked people who they take from the shirk, major shirk as a business for them, they tell the ignorant people, look, the sheikh, like the sheikh talked to them. Like the sheikh who's the wali in the grave, says, look, he can give you a son, alright? You've been having all daughters, now you can get a boy, but you have to slaughter two cows. And people, they believe in that. And they bring two cows. Or they tell them, look, if your son is cured, maybe in a week or two, a month or two, you know, then you have to slaughter two camels. Allah cured the son, what these people do? Instead of thank Allah, what they do? Commit shirk, major shirk, by bringing two camels and being slaughtered over there. And that person, what he gonna do, that person? The wicked person, he's going to take those two camels and sell them to whom? To the butcher in the village. So that the people be eating haram meat. See how bad shirk it is? And the ulama, they warn against shirk. قال من صرف شيئا من العبادة لغير الله كالدعاء أو الذبح فقد أشرك بالله وإذا مات على ذلك فزوزانه. Anyone who devotes any act of worship for other than Allah, such as they gave these examples, they specific this, they didn't randomly select, because the ulama, they said this is the most deadly things, that many people who they say they Muslims, they fall into this. They call other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they slaughter for other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether they slaughter for the jinn or they slaughter for those dead people in their graves. Anyone does this has committed a major shirk, wa'iyadu billah. And if they die on that, in repent, their abode will be the hellfire, and the jannah is haram and forbidden for the mushrikun. Naam, the mushrikun, those who die upon shirk, Allah does not forgive them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they bring the ayah in Surah Al-Ma'idah. Ayah 72 in Surah Al-Ma'idah. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى إنه من يشرك بالله فقد حرم الله عليه الجنة ومأواه النار. إنه من يشرك بالله فقد حرم الله عليه الجنة ومأواه النار وما للظالمين من أنصار وما للظالمين من أنصار. Surely whosoever sets up partners in worship with Allah, then Allah has forbidden paradise for him, and the fire will be his abode. And for the zalimun, the polytheists and the wrongdoers, there are no helpers. There are no helpers. That's the end of this class. In here, meaning Ad-Dars al-Awwal, in this book. As for our classes, continue inshallah. Okay? Al-As'ila. Now the questions. Four questions. You with me? We start the questions, alhamdulillah? Or somebody wants me to repeat something? The questions. طيب. السؤال الأول. All you have to do, you raise your hand, inshallah, okay? But after you listen to the question. You don't raise your hand before. Huh? I know. ما الحكمة من خلق الخلق؟ وما الدليل؟ ما الحكمة من خلق الخلق وما الدليل؟ What is the hikmah and wisdom behind the creation? Allah creating us and the creation, and what is the proof? Now, fourth grader, he's going to answer. Alhamdulillah. تفضل. زيد. عكاشة. أين زيد؟ Where is Zaid? He's not here today. Is he okay? He's sick, shafa'ullah, because he usually don't miss the classes, shafa'ullah. Give him salam. Naam Ukasha, tfaddal. You're a fourth grader, right? You be in fourth grade this coming year? You finished the fourth grade? You're in the third grade? Huh? You think so? Alright. Naam, tfaddal Ukasha. Ahsant. Did he answer right or not? Did you hear him? Everybody hear him? Say it again, Ukash. Raise your voice, please.
The hikam is to worship him.
Alone.
Is to worship him alone.
And the dalil? Ahsant. Now, did he answer right, Ikhwan? Alright. So, alhamdulillah. I remember that. Who wants to repeat that answer? Ahmed, now. The hikmah.
Mm-hmm.
Ahsan. Did he too, Ahmed? You're a fourth grader? You're going to the fourth grade next year? Ah, to the fifth. So you studied this one last year? Not in America. A lot of the time. Alhamdulillah. He also answered good, alhamdulillah. Al-Hikmah, man yujib al-Arabiya? Mal-Hikmatu min khalq al-khalq? Who answered in Arabic, Somali, Oromo, Tigrinya, Swahili, French, Spanish, Amharic?
Amharic.
Amharic,
Allah sum bichalin gazawna besu manim la nagara masrajaw ka Quran
salam nu Allah ikul yak Allah. I didn't understand one word he said, but I trust him, that's my brother. You know Amharic? He answered right?
Yeah.
Oh, he didn't finish?
Yes. I can say in Arabic.
أنا عربي. جزاك الله خير.
لنعبده وحده ولا نشرك به
شيئا. أحسنت. هذه الحكمة، لنعبده وحده ولا نشرك به شيئا. والدليل؟
والدليل قول تعالى: وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون.
أحسنت. أي نعم، هذا هو. بارك الله فيكم، هذا هو. نعم. So everybody know the answer to this question.
Yes.
ما الحكمة؟ Because that's the reason why we created. Some people say, oh, we created to make more money. We're created to make children. We're created to take over. Take over what, man? You ain't gonna take nothing. You're gonna take a little spot in the grave. That's all you're gonna take, taking over. Let's take over our ignorance first. Get rid of that ignorance, especially in this field of Tawheed. Everybody know the answer to this very important question? ما الحكمة من خلق الخلق وما الدليل? What is the wisdom behind our creation? And what is the proof? Everybody knows it? No. If I ask somebody tomorrow, you give me the answer.
Sure.
After tomorrow, inshallah, next week.
Sure.
Yeah. No? That's why, that's what makes a difference. If you're here with your heart,
no.
It's going to sit in your heart.
No. No.
Unless there is a hole, I don't know where, man.
No.
Can you imagine if you're shopping and you have a nice bag, people give you stuff, you put it in the bag. You don't even have a bag in the bag. You go home, you open the bag, what do you find in it? Everything that the people put in there. But if you have a bag that have a hole in it, oh, put it in here. Put it in the back. Put it in the back. And then you go home, you have nothing. And you think you have a lot, right? Same thing. Barakallahu feekum. You're ready for the second question? If you're not ready, there is no need for me to answer the question. You're ready? Omar, you're ready? Tayyib. As-su'al al-thani. الأكل والشرب لا بد منهما في هذه الحياة فهل خلقنا من أجلهما? Eating food, halal food, alhamdulillah, that we like, and drinking, especially water, food and water, that's a must for us as a human being. We cannot live without food and drink. If you put someone in one room and don't give them no food and no drink, and you don't allow them to get anything, what's going to happen to them? Yeah, you're going to die. Eventually you're going to die. Because we as a human being, we need to eat and we need to drink. We cannot live without these two. And of course, the air too. The air is... You cannot even live for a couple of minutes without air. Allah understand. So these two, food and drink, they are very important, right? They are a must, right or wrong? But they are so important. But were we created for this? Were we created to eat and drink? Al-jawab. Min indahu al-jawab. Who have the answer? Naam Idris. Sense. We were created to worship Allah alone. Did he answer right?
Yes.
Did he?
Yes.
Abdurrahman, it's on you. Did he answer right?
Yes, he did.
What was the answer?
Surah 51, ayah 56.
That was his answer? That's what. Okay, he was, inshallah. That was his answer. Surah 51.
Surah 51, ayah 56.
You're right there. Surah Dariyat, ayah 56. That's the ayah, Allahu Akbar. That was your answer, because he just gave the answer in another way, in form of an ayah from Quran. Jazakallahu khair. Alright? Your heart in here, right?
Yeah.
Your ears? Both of them? MashaAllah. Jazakallahu khair. Barakallahu feek. Tayyib. Now, that's what we created, ya akhwan. Not for food, even though food is important. But you find people, they go different ways to get food, right or wrong?
No.
You find people go different ways and hardship to get water. See, here we in America, man, here ain't no hardship. Somebody says, talking about hardship for food and drink? What are you talking about? It's phone call, man. Delivery come to your house, right or wrong? Food everywhere. Water, go through hardship. For real, somebody to just get off the couch and go to the fridge and get some water, is it really hardship? I'm talking about some people somewhere in Asia and Africa and South America. They have to climb down the mountain to get water, and on their shoulders, young children, ladies, women, elderly, carrying 10 gallons, 15 gallons, 20 gallons jar on their what? On their shoulders. If they slip, break, you know what I have to do? Do without water. That some of us, we go in the faucet, open the water to make wudu, and then the phone ring, right? And what we do? Hello, Akhi? Oh, yeah. Talk for 15 minutes, the water still running. Can you imagine if somebody saw us from those mountains? What are they going to think about us? They're going to say, you guys, you don't appreciate this ni'mah. You do not appreciate this ni'mah of water, man. So let us learn, ya akhwan, this ni'mah. Use water as needed. As needed. While you're brushing your teeth, don't let the water run. Turn it off. These are bad habits that we suffer, some of us suffer from. You go and open the water, and then you put the, as an example, this is only one example. If I put the toothpaste and toothbrush and start brushing, some people they log, man, now 3 minutes of brushing, which is good. 3 minutes? It's better than 2 minutes brushing, right or wrong? But is 3 minutes the water running, is it good? That's not good. No. Not even 2 seconds is no good.
That's correct.
Right, Abdul Rahman?
That's correct.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Correct.
So turn off the water. Brush your teeth. When you're ready to rinse your mouth, open the water.
No.
Same thing. In the shower. Now, alhamdulillah, you wet yourself. Now you're about to put some soap, alhamdulillah, that nice cloth on this. Turn off the water. Some people, they do the water. They turn it to hit what? The wall. And please don't ask me how I know this trick, right? You know? Don't ask me that question. May Allah forgive us. They just turn the water to the hitting the wall and 15 minutes. Worse. I don't know if somebody is using something else. Somebody has a long hair and they put shampoo, whatever, what they doing and the water is still running. La ya akhwan, we don't do that. Turn off the water. Do what you gotta do. When you're ready to use it again. As-su'al al-thalith. Akmil al-faraghat al-taliyah. Now you have to, I'm gonna say a sentence and you have to complete and fill the blank. Okay, whatever is missing. يسمى من عبد غير الله كذا 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 وعقابه كذا 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 is meaning what's missing. That's كذا كذا. Such and such. That's what it is in English. Such and such. يسمى من عبد غير الله من يجيب نعم سيفه سيف مشرك أحسنت وعقابه النار جهنم نعوذ بالله من النار. Here's the English translation. The one who worships other than Allah is called Mushrikun. Stava? Mushrikun? Now you said the right one first. Mushrik. What's the difference between mushrik and mushrikun? You're right too. Mushrikun is good. What's the difference between mushrik and mushrikun? Mushrikun. Now. Ahsan. Mushrikun is a plural. Mushrik is one. So it's both. The one who worship other than Allah is a mushrik. No. What is mushrik mean in English? A mushrik is what? No. A polytheist. Okay? And his punishment in the hellfire is what? Jahannam, ahsan. Good. We're good with this answer? This question? Nah. Number four. Question number four. ما حكم الأفعال التالية إذا صرفت لغير الله؟ ما حكم الأفعال التالية إذا صرفت لغير الله؟ What is the ruling on the following actions if they are performed or devoted for other than Allah? What is the ruling of the following actions if they are devoted for other than Allah? Somebody performed these actions, but for other than Allah. As-salat. As-salat. Ad-du'a. الخوف الذبح الطواف. What is the ruling on the salat of a person that he pray for other than Allah? Is that salat sound or not? It's not sound. It's not accepted. Why is not accepted? This person he prayed. It's not like he didn't pray. The person he prayed the whole four rakat, yeah. He didn't pray five or three. He recited Fatiha in every rakat. This person made ruku'. This person made two sujood in every rakat. This person made tashahud. This person he prayed and have wudu. And he prayed in time. What is the problem? No? Ahsant. He didn't do it for Allah. Does it matter who he did it for? Does it matter if he prayed to a tree or a grave? Does it matter? Yes, it matters. Because this action is not going to be accepted. That's why it should matter for that person. That Allah accepts only the action that is performed for him. The other example, ad-du'a. الدعاء is a worship. In a sound hadith, الدعاء هو العبادة. دعاء is worship. And Allah says, invoke me, ادعوني, استجب لكم. Call upon me, invoke me. Likewise, the دعاء. We don't say, oh رسول الله. Even the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, he's the best of mankind. He has no right in this one. Yet you find people, they go for Hajj. They go on for this great act of worship. And they are in Medina to visit the Prophet's masjid. And you find some people, jahil, some people are ignorant. That's why we need to learn so that inshallah to protect ourselves from these deadly mistakes. And we can be of a benefit. Especially in our community, subhanAllah, people speak so many different dialects and different languages. Me, I speak Arabic, French, Spanish, a little bit here and there, and English. But a lot of times when I go there, I see people from Asia, some from Pakistan, Bangladesh, India, people from Persia, people from Russia, people from China, people from Korea, people from, I don't know. And some of them, they come to us and they're like, we smile. But those who they know these dialects, learn Tawheed. You never know when you can be a key for good. Because we've seen people right there by the grave of the Prophet. Because the Sunnah, first of all, you don't make your intention to travel to visit the grave of the Prophet. That's not from the Sunnah. But you can make an intention to travel to visit the Masjid of the Prophet. So you can pray in the Masjid. And once you're there, inshallah, it is from the Sunnah that you give salam to the Prophet by being in front of his grave and say, As-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. That's all you say. Don't have to kiss the world people. They try to do that, by the way. Some other people, they, oh, madad, ya Rasulallah, help me, oh Rasulallah. That's shirk, al-iyadu billah. Likewise, khawf, al-dhabh, tawaf, all these are examples, actually. There's so many acts of worship. These are examples from the actions of worship that have to be performed for who? Alone, for who? For Allah. Abdul Rahman. Right? We pray for Allah alone, right? We don't pray today for Allah, tomorrow for somebody else. We call upon Allah alone, right, Abdullah? We call upon Allah alone, right, Mustafa? Right? And we do it every moment we make dua for Allah alone. We call upon Allah. We don't sometimes call upon some sheikh or some or prophet or an angel because this is not a right. وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Now, so as a review for what we took from this class so far, alhamdulillah, as I mentioned, in these 3 nights, today, tomorrow, and after tomorrow, we're going to review this very important topic for all of us Muslims, which is Tawheed. Which is Tawheed. And yet we're doing it from, alhamdulillah, a fourth grader elementary school curriculum of Saudi Arabia. That's what they teach the children of the fourth grade. That's their curriculum. That's what they are taught, Tawheed, alhamdulillah. And this is very important. I choose to do that because we have children as well. And we have new shahadas. We have people that they still in this stage. So that all of us can go back to these stages, make sure we know the reason why we are created, and what is the dalil, what is the proof? Why we should worship only Allah? What happened to those actions? Even though people, they perform them, and they may even put forth, while performing those actions, a lot of efforts, physically, financially, a lot of time put, efforts, but are they going to be accepted or not? based on this matter is very important. Are they performing them for Allah or for other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is very important for us to remember, and also to teach our children on this, to teach those who are new, inshaAllah ta'ala, these principles. Because this is the foundation of our deen, tawheed, the proper aqeedah. وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.